calling them to be evangelists, calling them to be pastors and teachers, calling them, Lord God, to be great businessmen and women in you, calling them to be screenwriters and journalists, calling them, Lord God, to be wonderful moms and dads, calling them to be the writers of law, legislators and judges, calling them, Lord God, to be television producers, calling them, Lord God, to be radio producers and announcers, calling them, Lord God, to be mighty men and women of God, salt and life. Oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we knock on heaven's door, Lord God, and we cry out to you, oh God, give us this next generation. Give us a generation of powerhouses. Give us a generation who understand the voice of God. Give us a generation that's bold and confident. Give us a generation, Lord God. Give us a generation, Lord God, that'll love you with all of their heart and mind and soul and strength, and will beat back the forces of darkness and pray, let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. And we'll be sure and give you the praise and the glory and the honor both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amidst a mob of madmen, she stood frightened and alone. As hate-filled voices hissed at him that she should now be stoned. But in the air around him hung a vast and wordless love. Who knows what luminous lesson he was in the middle of? At first he faced the fury of their self-righteous scorn. But then he stooped and at once became the calm eye of the storm. It was his wordless answer to their dark and cruel demand. A lifetime in a moment as he scribbled in the sand. It was silence, it was music, it was art, it was absurd. He stooped and shouted volumes without saying a single word. The same finger of the strong hand that had written 10 commands. For now was simply scribbling in the sand. Space and time, he scribbled in the sand. They came to hear and see as much as they could understand. Now bound by cords of kindness, they couldn't cast a single stone. And Jesus and the woman found that they were all alone. It was silence, it was music, it was art, it was absurd. He stooped and shouted volumes without saying a single word. The same finger of the strong hand that had written 10 commands. For now was simply scribbling in the sand. That same finger come and trace my soul's sacred sand and make some unexpected space where I could understand that my own condemnation pierced and broke that gentle hand that scratched the words I'll never know. Silence, it was music, it was art, it was absurd. stooped and shouted volumes without saying a single word. The same finger of the strong hand that had written Ten Commands. For now was simply scribbling in the sand. The same finger of the strong hand that had written Ten Commands. For now was simply scribbling in the sand.
Faithful. Jesus, the name above all names, the one who carries my burdens. By his blood on Golgotha's tree, we're heirs to the throne of heaven. I bow and worship you. I bow and kiss you. Jesus, the name that sets me free, greater than thunder and lightning. Faithful and true, you're coming again to claim the ones who love you. I bow and worship you. I bow and kiss you. I bow and I thank you. I bow and I praise you. A great crowd of voices shouting loud, salvation belongs to our God. On the throne forever, forever, amen, amen. Jesus, the name. Golgotha's tree, we're heirs to the throne of heaven. Jesus, the name that sets me free, greater than thunder and lightning. Faithful and true, you're coming again to claim the ones who love you. I bow and worship you. I bow.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series entitled Facing Life Head On. Are you carrying around baggage like a difficult past or some painful issue and you don't want to deal with it? Maybe it's too difficult to face or too painful to confront. But eventually, these issues, if not confronted, can start to affect your life directly.